Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Mark, again for the introduction. Last week, I had some time off work and I went to visit my cousins, whom I hadn't seen for quite a long time, since January 2020, really, because of the pandemic. I've not been able to see them. And my eldest cousin has got two children, the youngest of whom was only born a few months ago. So I got to meet her for the first time and had some really lovely cuddles with my newborn cousin. It was so wonderful. And it was great to see her older brother too. He's now three, but because of the pandemic, I hadn't actually seen him since he was 1 year old. When I saw him last, he only really communicated through noises and pointing and crying. But now he can not only hold a conversation, but can pick up one of his toy dinosaurs and say, "That's an Ankylosaurus." We had a great time playing with all those dinosaurs on Saturday. But something struck me about how my cousin and her husband related to their son. There were a couple of times that he did something naughty, like throw a tantrum and kick a chair when he wasn't allowed more ice cream, and his parents got very firm with him and said, "No, we don't do that. That's not okay." It can't have been very nice for him to hear his mum, who loves him so, so much, raising her voice at him. In fact, I can remember finding that unpleasant when my parents raised their voices at me when I was a child. But the fact is, they were telling him off not despite their love for him, but because of their love for him. It's a sad thing in this world that lots of parents don't actually care about what their children do and never discipline them. And really, that's a kind of neglect. My cousin loves her son, and so she disciplines him. And we read in the Bible that God is a good father because he disciplines his children. Let me read Hebrews 12, verse 7. "Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father?" You see, sometimes when we struggle in this world, it's because this world is broken, but sometimes it's because God is disciplining us. Becoming a Christian sometimes makes life harder because we become God's children and he disciplines us. But he does it because he loves us and he wants us to live good and right lives. Now, not every dropped cup of tea or traffic jam is God's discipline, but sometimes he may be using it to teach us kindness and patience. So thank your human parents for disciplining you. Hope that your children may one day thank you for disciplining them. And if you're a Christian listening today, in every trial, we can feel our loving Father's discipline and remember that we are his children. Think of that today when the coffee machine won't work or when you come down with a splitting headache. Let your Heavenly Father shape you through his discipline. And to play us out, here's one of the world's most well-known songs about children. Thank you for listening.